This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions, Words That Hurt, Words That Heal. I think we need to think again about this, as we did yesterday, the seriousness of our words, because our words do actually have a powerful impact. In the Bible, James 3, verse 5 to 6 says, "How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body. It sets on fire the cycle of nature and is itself set on fire by hell." Strong words, and you might have seen how ferocious a bushfire is, often ignited by a small spark. So James is saying that just a few words, like the sparks, can actually destroy people. Jesus recognized the words, the power of words, and in the Sermon on the Mount he spoke about the power of words. He said in the old times, it said, "You shall not murder. But I say to you, if you insult a brother or sister, you'll be liable to the council." So, you know, this is a strong matter. A few words spoken in a gossip can destroy the reputation of another person. You might have had that experience of being at the other end of someone's tongue when someone said something totally untruthful about you. I like the story of the man who lived in a Highland village in Scotland. He passed around a vicious rumour about another man that he didn't particularly like. And when the rumour got around the village, it actually and utterly destroyed the man who was being talked about. His family, his job, his integrity were actually destroyed by the rumour mill. And he had to leave town a ruined man, defeated. So as you might have guessed, the fellow who passed the story along discovered that the rumour was false. He had actually done the wrong thing and helped destroy an innocent man with his tongue. So he went to his pastor and said, "Pastor, I've destroyed a man with my words." He told the minister the whole story. "I am so sorry," he said. "Can I be forgiven of this sin?" Well, the pastor told the man that it wasn't as simple as all that and told him to take a bag of feathers and place one in the front yard of every house in the village where he lived. And although the man thought this was a rather strange request for his minister to make, he really was sorry. He wanted to make forgiveness, so he followed the instructions to the letter. And he came back to the pastor. He said, "Look, I've done all that you've asked for. I've put a feather there in the front of every house. Now, can I be forgiven?" "Not yet, my son," the pastor replied. "You must first retrace your steps and bring back to me every feather that you placed in the village." "But," he said, "Pastor, I could never do that. You see, the wind has taken the feathers away." "Yes," the pastor said, "and just in the same way have your careless words destroyed an innocent man." That's a good story, isn't it? It does remind us of the importance of our words. They really do have the power to destroy. And the Bible has some really good verses that I'd like to leave with you today. Proverbs 12:25 says, "Anxious hearts are very heavy, but a word of encouragement does wonders." And maybe you've felt that yourself. Someone has just come along at the right time and said something to you that's been a great encouragement. And it was just what you needed. And in Psalm 19, verse 14, this was a prayer. And I think it's an excellent prayer for us. "Let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to you, O Lord." And I think that we instinctively somehow know a good person by the way they speak. There's someone that we trust. Maybe you know someone like that. You know that when you listen to that person, when they speak, you can trust what they say. And Proverbs, again, backs it up in Proverbs 10, verse 20. "The words of a good person are like pure silver." So no wonder it was Jesus who said, "Your words show what is in your heart," in Matthew 12, verse 34. Well, Heavenly Father, we acknowledge these as very truthful experiences, Lord. Our words can hurt or our words can heal. Help us, Lord, to live one day at a time, because today is the day you've made. It's the most important day. And I need to learn, Lord, that yesterday's gone, never to return, not to worry about it. So, Lord, place a seal on my lips. Help me to be careful what I say. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.